I made a statement that is being spun like a top by the ultra-liberals who don't care about unborn life. They don't support it at any age of development, not only not for embryonic human beings, but even for those in the ninth month of pregnancy. And so life is not high on their agenda. No. So why should it surprise us that they're mad at me for supporting life? Now, what I said on Wednesday is that experimentation on human blastocysts, which are comprised of about 100 cells that have been grown from a human embryo.
In other words, this is a fertilized egg that is in the very earliest stages of development.
That's right, and it's on its way. It's up to about 100 cells by that point. And that experimentation on them has a Nazi-esque aura to it. I've said that many times. What I said this week is not new. Your suggestion that the Nazi experiments could have resulted in discoveries that benefited mankind, and that's not what I was sitting here
on that broadcast, Dave. Kerry was too. You were not suggesting that that was the case.
Well, I'm suggesting that some people might see it that way, but that doesn't make it right. That was my whole point. And the end does not justify the means. There is no noble purpose when you are killing and starving to death and maiming and causing great pain to individuals. I will give our critics this. For the embryos that die, there is no suffering. There is just death. So there is a great difference between the two. But morally, they are tantamount to each other because they both result in experimentation on human beings that leads somewhere. You know, this is not the end today. What Senator Frist and Senator Hatch and Senator Lott and Senator Smith are going to apparently vote for is only going to open the door to other experimentation.
You know, Dr. Finney should have sympathy for the vulnerable when they are being experimented upon for goods other than their own. It should be the Jewish people. I mean, if anyone should be sensitive to the types of atrocities that are going on by destroying embryonic humans, I would think it would be the Jewish community. And it's very sad to see this twisting when very clearly your point was to point out the unethical stance of the embryonic stem cell research, not to at all downplay the atrocities that happened in Nazi Germany.